Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Avant, and today we are continuing our series on content repurposing with today's episode, Tools to Use for Content Repurposing. Last week, we covered the types of content repurposing. I gave you 20 different ways that you could repurpose content. Today, we will be discussing tools that make content repurposing a breeze. I absolutely love to use tools that will help me to do my job better. So, the very first one is a transcription service. And the one that I have used is called Rev.com. It charges $1.50 per minute for audio and video transcription. And an actual transcriber will work on your transcription, and thus accuracy is almost perfect. Another thing that I have done for transcription is I've actually outsourced it to my intern or to a virtual assistant. You can find individuals that will do this, and they charge different amounts per minute of audio. Some people charge like a word count, like how many words it was. This can be vary from person to person, but I do recommend Rev.com for transcription service. So I have my intern, once I can record these podcast episodes, my intern then transcribes them into a blog post each week. So using a transcription service or having someone do it for you is a great way to help repurpose your content. Number two is Canva.com. When converting blog posts into graphic creation, I highly recommend Canva. It's a platform that you don't have to be a graphic designer to use. It has templates of a wide variety that transform you from confused to enlightened in terms of graphic design. And it has a free version. However, I highly recommend the paid version to use it to its highest potential, and it's only $12.99 a month. I will link to it in the show notes. Number three is Google Workspace. It's an amazing tool in terms of documentation. You can share the drive with other people. So if you have a virtual assistant that's working on your content, they can place it in your workspace or your folder. It is free for up to so much space, like so many gigabytes of space, but I use the paid version, the business standard version that provides 2 terabytes of space and storage. And I think it just went up, but it used to be $12 a month. I think it's maybe $14 or $15 a month, but it is absolutely worth it because you can utilize Google Workspace from any computer. You don't have to be on a specific device. You can use it on your phone, on your iPad, you know, and you can share it with other people. So that's why I love it. Number four is you want to get a good video editor. When wanting to convert long form videos into short form, so think about like if you were turning a webinar or a Facebook Live into Reels or YouTube Shorts or TikTok videos, I suggest using a tool to do this. I personally use Wondershare Filmora, which is available for Windows. Obviously, there are also other ones that would be available for Mac. I am honestly not a Mac girl. I've never used a Mac ongoing, so I don't have a good suggestion there, but I'll try to ask some of my Mac user friends and get a good suggestion and put it in the show notes. Then there's number five, which is Audacity. I'm currently using Audacity to record this podcast episode. It is an audio recorder. It is free. This platform has been a game changer for me over the years. It has free tutorials that assist you in navigating the platform. It is what is called an open source program. So it's free to download. You can obviously like give them a tip or give them a little money. I think they have that option on their website. I have used it for literally years. It's easy to set up. It is easy to learn. And like I said, it has some great tutorials that I've used in order to learn how to use it. But let's just do a quick recap because these are some awesome tools that you can use for content repurposing. One, find you a good transcription service such as Rev.com. Number two, a service for graphic design is Canva. Number three, a great place to store all of your content is Google Workspace. Number four, you want a great video editor. I recommend Wondershare Filmora for a Windows computer. And number five, Audacity is an amazing audio recording tool that you can use to record and edit your audio. I thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage podcast, and I hope you'll join me next week for our last episode in this series, and it's going to be how to avoid plagiarism when repurposing content. Thanks for listening.